Sports.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. 855-453 is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. I want to apologize to Dave in New York, and maybe he's not listening right now, so the next time he calls in, I'll apologize to him directly. But we've actually been viewing his YouTube account, which is Hudson Valley Guy and then the number one, all run together as one word, Hudson Valley Guy and the number one. I had said earlier that Dave was a crank caller because he keeps calling about the same thing, about how he's having a difficult time in various chat rooms. He called about this program called Zello, which is like a two-way kind of chat thing that you can use on your cell phone. He also called about, let's see, what was it today? Sort of rants and raves section of a Craigslist for Hudson Valley.
Yeah, Hudson Valley Craigslist rants and raves. I tried to get it, but didn't
he's trying to call to set the record straight about some of the things that are being said about
him. I think it's clear from his YouTube channel that it's pretty certain that he's just a misunderstood genius.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to go on that limb, but
I'm going to go on that limb.
He may very well be. He is definitely somebody.
Everyone should check it out for themselves to find out.
Yeah, there's a video I'd like to play here. I just don't know if if we should wait until he's on the line again or not, but yeah, since we're talking about it, I might as well just play the first minute of this video. It's one of his more recent videos, and actually he's posting his calls to Free Talk Live on his channel. He's also calling Z106 or some other local radio station and getting into it with one of the disc jockeys there. I haven't listened to any of those calls because, again, all we had was the news break there. But I think Dave may be somebody who really is genuinely getting into arguments with people online and somehow, for some reason, believes that those people are listening to Free Talk Live or that people listening to Free Talk Live care about the arguments that he's having on the Internet with other people. And actually, he took some of this two-way program that he was talking about, the Zillow, Z-E-L-L-O, I think it is. He posts audio from that, too, where people are basically, you know, haranguing him. But it sounds like he's been in this one chat room number of times and has really made a bad reputation for himself.
Well, he also did some sort of ad council ad I just listened to on the break where he did he took an ad council ad and he took a graphic for it because the ad council ad was about a robot. And so he put a robot up and then he played the context of the ad. So he's just finding interesting content and putting it on his channel.
I don't know how interesting it is.
I think he's a
You're
tastemaker.
Very nice.
I think he's a tastemaker.
A tastemaker?
Yeah, like he's one of these people.
A trendsetter?
Yeah, he sets trends. He finds things that are interesting.
I don't know if you can claim an 11-view video as a trend. I mean, I'm sorry.
I think that he's undiscovered.
Maybe he's trying to break out. He's trying to get some sort of a viral video. Like, for instance, he might have thought the video where it's 1:56 in the morning.
You have to experience the channel as a whole. The problem is that people are only experiencing these individual videos.
So there was the one video where, actually two videos, I think, of this, where at 1:56 in the morning on, I think, November 3rd, it was, he began recording what appears to be an LED clock. It looks like it may be the clock on his cable box because it does say HDTV highlighted on it. And
he's going to keep an eye on that Mama Jamma and see what happens at 2 o'clock.
Either he wanted to see for himself or he wanted to show the world what happens at 2 a.m. Does the clock strike 2 a.m.? What happens on the time in which time falls back an hour?
Does it go to 2 o'clock and then back to 1:01? Or
no.
Does it in fact go from 1:59?
I'm going to spoil it for you. If you watch the video and you don't actually have to watch the full 4 minutes, you can just jump ahead to the end. But you watch the video and it goes to 1:59 and then back to 1 o'clock.
Well, if it doesn't go to 2 and then back to 1, is that actually accurate timekeeping?
You will have to ask.
He may have. See, that's what I'm saying. I think he may have solved you know, one of these mysteries that's, it's you know, he, you know, maybe there's legal recourse against the company for not accurately telling time there.
You know, another mystery he solved recently was, what does it look like when you unbox a desktop traffic light USB hub? This we discovered on his channel. It is was published just a few days ago on December 2nd. So those of you who've been waiting with bated breath to find out what it's like to unbox a fairly cheap-looking desktop traffic light USB hub, you will now find out the audio version of this. Here we go. This is Dave.
Hey, everybody. I saw this USB traffic light in a store. I'm not going to say where I saw it, but I...
He doesn't want you to get the same deal.
But wait, I think he's trying to keep everybody safe here. He's just trying to keep everybody safe.
What, from bad...
I'm not sure what.
He seems genuinely interested in this thing.
I like that he's unboxing here. He's doing an unboxing video of a product that is in a clear box.
That's right. There's no mystery here about what the desktop traffic light looks like from looking at the box itself, because you can see right through it.
I'm telling you, genius.
It's a, you know, it's a little USB traffic light kind of thing. USB. I'm gonna unbox it and. Hook it up.
He's jamming out to
see how it works.
It's
I'm going to be unboxing this USB hub traffic light.
There's a lot of buildup here.
In here.
Here we go.
You know, sometimes those plastic containers, you can cut yourself just trying to open those things. They're so tough.
Yeah, he is kind of going at it kind of fast. It's a little reckless.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Indeed. Even with dramatic music.
And it's coming out. It is coming out.
It's really mostly a shot at this point of his table with, you know, CDs. Whatever detritus.
It's a large CD collection.
Yeah, is on the table. You really can't see
when
the actual
When is this
removal.
Video from?
3 days ago.
See, so he's still got the CDs. He's appreciating history.
He's got a smartphone over there, too, so he's with it.
And he's getting USB hubs.
USB hub, and it looks like a traffic light as well. Now, as he's pulling it out of the box, it's really mostly off-frame. It's kind of blurry. You can't really... That moment of truth where you're actually doing the unboxing isn't well captured in this video. It's mostly recording.
I've never understood unboxing videos in the first place. I mean, who cares? Somebody else is getting some kind of presents.
I made one. I'm guilty. I made one of, of Derek J's victimless crime spree. And the reason I did this was because there were some people who were very excited about getting their copy of Derek J's victimless crime spree. And I thought, all right, well, let's show you
I'm
what
ready
it looks
to
like.
Let that go.
Here we go with the remainder here. He's removing
and even comes with instructions.
Mm-hmm. This is plug into USB so port
thing. It's got like three USB on the back, like little ports.
There you go. Anyway, you get the gist. There's another 3 minutes of that video that you can watch if you'd like when you get the chance. His channel, and we'll link to this on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, because he really needs some subscribers. Actually, oh my God, he's got 1,200 videos on this channel.
And most of them have about 12 views.
So
that
anyway,
adds up to like thousands and thousands of views, I'm telling you.
I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. Let me go to his about.
He's prolific.
He's got 108 subscribers, so he actually has more subscribers than Mr. Tacpans. And his total views is about 99,000. So he's about to hit his 100,000th view here in a short bit. So there you go, Hudson Valley guy.
What's his most popular video? Can you sort by popularity there? I think you'd sort right at the top of the list.
Yep, you generally can do that here on the YouTube. Liked videos, we'll do that information for you here. In the meantime, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. I'll have to look into this further. Johnson, it's not a good time to do that on the air. Yeah, but again, we'll link to this for you. Hudson Valley guy number one. I want to apologize to Dave in New York. I called him a crank caller. I think he's sincere. I having viewed his YouTube channel, I believe he sincerely believes that people listening to our show care about his internet conflicts and the people who are saying nasty things to him on the chat rooms that he's going in on the internet.
Would you break the one call rule if he called back in?
No. No. He can call. He'll probably call another night.
Okay.
Let's go to Ed. He's in Covington. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing tonight, guys?
Ed, what's on your mind, sir?
First time calling, and trust me, you just gotta call it. You just got a listener for life.
Hard news tonight here about Hudson Valley guy number one.
Oh, wow. You know what?
You can't miss this radio. In fact, it's so gripping. I know you're going to hang on, Ed. So hang on. We're going to bring you right back here in a moment. More with Ed. He's got nice things to say. I'm not sure where he's going with this. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We will take your calls about anything here, and tonight we're proving it. It's Free Talk Live.
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip, which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the bitcoins safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous bitcoins can be done in a day, and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on our site, and we give them to you. And those features include listening options, broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show. They're available 24/7. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in and tune in for free. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, learn about our great radio stations, over 125 of them, coast to coast, satellite listening choices, webcam, and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. All of it, details at listen.freetalklive.com.
All you newly minted Bitcoin millionaires out there, this shopping season, maybe you want to do your online shopping at bitcoinstore.com. It's the easiest way to turn your bitcoins into real-world wealth. It's also one interesting thing about using bitcoinstore.com. They obviously have to have an address to which to send your stuff, but that's all the information they need. If you want to put John Smith and then put your address, that's fine. Bitcoinstore.com doesn't need all that billing information. They're not trying to collect your email or turn over information to the government. You can go to Bitcoinstore.com, find the best prices. And when I say the best prices, I mean they're selling at wholesale at Bitcoinstore.com. Why? Because they want to propagate the idea of spending Bitcoins, not holding them, using them some kind of, you know, online financial instrument. They're a currency, and they're meant to be used that way. Go do your Christmas shopping at bitcoinstore.com.
All right, back to Ed in Covington, Kentucky. Ed, we didn't have much time for you to share your thoughts because we had to run into that commercial break, but go ahead with your thoughts.
I don't know if you guys realize this. I'm a disabled Army vet and proud to serve my country. But a very shocking, ugly reality is over half the homeless population in America is as veterans.
Is it over half? I thought it was. I knew it was a large percentage, but I didn't know it was over half.
It's over half.
Why do you think that is?
Thank you for serving your country and go get bent.
Yeah, but why do you think it is that that so many of the homeless people in this country are disabled or vets?
Well. Well, they're done with it. They're done with it. So, we're on our own. Screw you.
Well, isn't everybody on their own at whatever age one's done? I mean, isn't something else must be the factor here, right? Like, every job that I've ever done has been done with me at some point.
Right. But the thing is, it's like this. You come from one culture to another. Adjustment from military life to civilian life is spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and morally a shock to the systems.
So then you would probably recommend against young people joining the military then?
It took me over 20 years to get 20% disability.
Jeez.
Yeah, and...
And how are you disabled?
My hearing shot. I got... I'm flat-footed. My right arm's shot because I got injured. My elbow got injured. My shoulder got injured. And
so would you say that they basically treated you like junk once you finally got out of the military?
Oh yeah, I mean they promise you all this crap. That for serving your country, but here's the catch 22. You bring in the paperwork, you show them, then you got this mountain of paperwork. And ironically, a lot of times that crap gets displaced and you have to redo a lot of it all over. Mm-hmm. You have to argue with these people. You have to, sometimes outright get belligerent. I'm not gonna lie. I've been going to the VA hospital in Cincinnati for over 20 years. I used to work there even. And there isn't a time that I don't have to remind these civilians who they really work for. And
so why, on one hand, if you've been treated so awful, would you be proud of what you have done?
I was proud to serve my country.
What does that mean?
And serve you.
No, you didn't serve me. I didn't ask you to do any of those things.
No, you didn't. But see, I'm fifth generation of military service. My father was in World War II. My brother was in Vietnam. I gave up college, so I didn't have to register for selective service. Gave up going to Eastern Kentucky University, so I went out to register for selective service.
But you joined the military.
Yeah.
What does it matter whether you didn't register? What does it matter if you didn't register for selective service if you joined the military anyway?
Well, I mean, I didn't want to be. See, none of my family was ever called up. We all volunteered.
Okay.
None of us were ever drafted. We all volunteered. And in 1979, selective service registration was coming back. And before you could get any college help, any money for college or any trade school, you had to register for selective service.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, you know, what our last great president said, John Kennedy, who was also a naval officer and an Annapolis graduate and a disabled vet himself, said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." And I said, "Well, the hell with it. I won't register. I'll just join." I joined. I gave up going to Eastern Kentucky University to join the service.
And basically, they ended up screwing you, which they've done to a lot of veterans. So why would you look back favorably on it? Why would you be happy that you served the politicians?
I didn't serve the politicians, sir. I served
sure
my
you
country.
Did.
No, I did not.
No. Saying you served your country is just telling yourself a story that's different from serving politicians. But in reality, you did what they wanted you to do, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, I did my job. I did what was asked of me. But I did it for the right reasons. I went in for the right reasons of serving my country, not no government.
Well, isn't that just a story that you've told yourself? I mean, to rationalize the choices that you made?
No.
Isn't you saying no, denying the truth?
My father went in a day after Pearl Harbor. My brother went in right after high school, to about 18 months after high school, because he was working a dead-end job, you know. And he says, "I'm going to be called anyway, I might as well just go." So he went.
Was this during Vietnam when your brother went in?
Yeah. This was during Vietnam. He was a POW.
What about you? When did you go? And it was in the 1979, you said?
I went in 79 right after high school.
Gotcha. So.
And it wasn't me telling myself a lie. I actually wanted to serve my country.
Yes, but you weren't serving the country. You were serving the politicians. I mean, be honest with yourself.
Let's be honest. Yeah, the politicians give the orders, and you may not like it, but you got a job to do.
Right. You're the one. You're serving. You're doing their bidding. You're doing the bidding of the politicians, whoever they might be at that moment. Maybe it was Jimmy Carter and then Ronald Reagan, but you did their bidding. You did what they told you to do, and they gave you all this patriotic nonsense.
And then they treat people like crap. And you're not the only one by any stretch of the imagination. They treat people that do this work, then they treat them like crap afterwards. And I just wish people would stop doing it for them.
Yeah. Thank you for the call tonight, Ed. I appreciate hearing from you. And 855-450-FREE is enough.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you would like here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. The Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Don't forget, we've got a website. Go to freetalklive.com, and you can download archives that go back to late 2006, all for free, freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com's got the name brands, and everybody wants name brands because it's your best chance of getting quality merchandise. Certainly there are some name brands that, don't always live up to their own standards, but I think that consistently, name brands tend to offer better quality than others. And ManVentureOutpost.com has what I found to be the lowest prices anywhere. They claim rock-bottom prices. They've got a price match guarantee over there at ManVentureOutpost.com. And so you can get the best prices, you can get the best quality, and that's really what you're looking for. You don't have to hunt all over the internet for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, be it you or someone you love. Just go there and get flashlights and tents and apparel, boating equipment, firearms, firearm accessories, ammunition, whatever you need, they've got it. Knives, lots of knives. ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. I've been doing business with them for years. You can trust them. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We're going to go to Skype where Rob is on the line in Ontario. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Rob. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to mention the last gentleman that phoned in saying why he served. He served to protect you and to defend you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Canada, obviously Ontario. I did the same thing. I joined, served 20 years in the air element here in Canada.
Is that the Air Force?
Yeah, the equivalent of the Air Force for you guys.
Thanks.
Have you ever read the book Ender's Game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have not.
You have not?
No.
Somebody there said yes?
Yes.
Two out of three said
two
yes.
Out of three.
Okay. Do you remember?
I'm American radio. I don't know if they let you do that on Canadian radio, but in the U.S. you can't
say those words, eh?
The S word. And I'm sorry, Rob is calling back, but unfortunately we can't, we can't take your
tomorrow
call
night.
At this time. You'll have to call with your story about Ender's Game another time and not use expletives. Sorry about that. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Temper. He's on the line in St. Louis. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it guys going?
Temper, go ahead.
I called in to talk about the weather because it's snowing here, but that last guy about the military kind of irked me a little bit. I know it's not popular, but I am really sick of people saying that they went and joined the military for me. be honest with you, I kind of respect, like, the dedication, the servitude. I mean, I have the same kind of respect that I have for, like, a priest, even though I think that's just as worthless. I mean, I'm not religious. I respect people that are willing to dedicate their life to something, but to say they're doing it for me just really irritates me quite a bit.
I almost feel like now, like, I kind of, like, I don't know, something about the way you said it just made me feel this way. Like, from now on, I feel like every single time that I hear one of these people say that they serve for me, I want to immediately launch into outrageously overzealous gratitude. Like, oh my God, you serve for me? What can I do for you? Can I give you some money? Oh, you just went out of your way and you signed up for me. Thank you so much.
Can I have your paychecks?
I think it's kind of hypocritical too in a lot of ways, because if you talk to anybody who did serve in the military, you'll find that they still entitled to whatever they were offered. So,
well, they're entitled to what they were offered. I mean, the United States government made a deal with these people. They're entitled to whatever it is that deal was proffered.
That's service. That's employment.
Yes.
If I were going to serve humanity, then I can't expect anything in return.
That's a good point.
Well, I mean, okay, so when they go into the military, they're told over and over again that this work is called service, and they're also told that you're serving your country. I mean, they're brainwashed with this.
Sure.
So when, and you know, we all are, from cradle to grave in this country, and probably every country in the world, that I think that the best way to unwrap this brainwashing that's gone on is probably to be as gentle as one can while pointing out the truth. And I think that this is really touchy. This is like going after somebody's religion. As a matter of fact, it's remarkably like going after somebody's religion.
More dangerous, though, because, I mean, these guys are trained to kill.
Right. Well, and people will only change their minds if they feel you care about them. If you don't sound like you care, then they're never going to change their mind.
There's a great comedy routine online on YouTube that you can hear by Doug Stanhope. It can never be played on the air because it's Doug Stanhope. But it's called Cops and Troops. And if you feel the way that we've kind of said on the air here, I recommend you listen to this. It's very, very funny. He just talks about, you know, all the hero worship that cops and troops get, and how there must have been so much competition after, you know, for the hero worship after 9/11. you know, because the cops and the firemen, and then, you know, it wanes away, and then the troops are getting more, and it's like they're competing over it, and, oh, why didn't I just join the military? It's very funny.
Temper, what else did you want to share?
I kind of forgot what I was going to say. I do think the best thing to combat, like, this double think or double thought is a dictionary works pretty good for most people. I mean, if you look up service, what is a priest get? I mean, they don't get paid, I don't think. I mean, if they do.
The priests? Sure they do.
They think about vow of poverty. They get things taken care of for them. They probably get a certain level of paycheck to spend on stuff.
And little boys. Temper, thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
I don't think there's any, like, contract. I don't think it's, like, a perk of the job that they're just like, and you will get a
No, but if you're a Catholic priest, you know that, you know. That's part of the deal.
I don't know that they know anything like that, but certainly there have been plenty of churches.
You know the Catholic Church protects you.
That has happened.
I mean, it's no secret to know that the Catholic Church bends over backwards to protect pedophile priests.
As opposed to forwards?
Detectives interviewed a number of Officer Wance and Guidry's fellow Precinct 3 officers. We're talking about a couple cops in Macon, Georgia, who were busted for stealing all manner of different things, up to a $24,000 tractor, lawnmowers, Toyota trucks, computers, things from doctor's offices. One officer told them Wance often pulled cars over without radioing in the stops. Another cop recalled an episode in mid-2012 when Wance's squad car reeked of marijuana, as well as a similar encounter around that time when Guidry's did, too. The same cop said Wance had admitted to keeping a revolver that he found in a house on Roy Street across from Pio Nono from their precinct office. The cop said Wance also mentioned taking a handgun from the backseat of a car someone was passed out in. The officer said Wance told him that he gave the pistol away.
I gave that pistol away!
From the looks of their investigation, the prospect of stolen firearms was a priority. Gun thefts by an officer named Jonathan Graves, another Precinct 3 cop, were also discovered by detectives. Graves, who's 27, pleaded guilty to stealing two guns and was sentenced to 10 years on probation. Earlier this year, when detectives questioned him about Wance and Guidry, Graves mentioned seeing Wance with known prostitutes while on duty.
I do love damn hooker.
Graves
said, talker.
Yeah, that's right.
I just talk to the ladies all night long. Sometimes I don't even ask him to do anything.
Graves said he once saw Wance parked behind a closed business with a prostitute in the front seat of his patrol car. Wance, according to Graves, said they were just sitting. Graves recalled seeing Wance another time with a hooker near Montpelier Avenue. John Wance later advised Jonathan Graves that he did not engage in sexual relations with the prostitute.
They're just my friend.
Because she was too drunk. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor and get special financing and gift cards, too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You take control here in the remaining moments. There's enough time for your call and thoughts. All you have to do is dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Meanwhile, we will tell you more about the dirty cops from Macon, Georgia. They are, one of them's carousing around with prostitutes, having them sit in the front seat of his car where he swears he wasn't doing anything at all.
I never touched her.
Because she was too drunk, he said. And they're stealing. By the way, breaking into places, stealing things, stealing a $24,000 tractor at one point. And so we're kind of getting a little bit more detail on that story from Macon.com. We'll continue that in moments.
ForcefieldEnergy.com is a it's a company that does LED lighting installs on an industrial level. I believe they're poised to move upwards. But let me read what WallStreetCheatSheet.com says. They say that LED lighting has tremendous potential for growth and that ForceFieldEnergy.com is determined to be a major player. SeekingAlpha.com says that ForceField is in the right industry at the right time and their potential is immense. So if you believe, like I believe, that ForceFieldEnergy.com is a good place to invest, their ticker symbol is FNRG and you can get them with any brokerage account. Now, you should do your research because all investments have risk. But once you do the research, I think you're going to come to the same conclusion I have, that FNRG is a buy. ForceFieldEnergy.com.
All right, so continuing on with the corrupt cops, there's two of them two of the main cops in the story were the real focuses, but there were other cops that as they began researching, they learned more about other corruption in the, I think this was Macon Police Department, but I'm not real clear on that. It's Macon, Georgia is where the story's coming out of. Graves was one of the officers who dropped a dime. Cops are just snitching on each other here in this case. They're
Thank
trying
goodness.
To save their own butts. And Graves recalled seeing Wance with a hooker near Montpelier Avenue John Wance later advised the officer that he didn't engage in relations with the prostitute because she was too drunk, which suggests that he certainly has done so in other occasions. Investigators also heard how Wance, which, you know, that's fine. If you want to go and hire a prostitute.
Not on company time.
Certainly your business.
Not on company time.
Hey, I'd rather having sex with a prostitute than going around harassing peaceful people, pulling over peaceful speeders, or busting marijuana users, or whatever.
Well, the busting marijuana users, they are marijuana users.
Yes, they also were smoking pot, doing all kinds of things here. Investigators also heard how Wance was frequently...
Do as I say, not as I do.
Frequently known to take a woman on ride-alongs, that's what they called it, while he was on patrol. Detective Sergeant Jason Batchelor, former Army MP and 14-year veteran of the department who spearheaded the probe and interviewed the woman. Of the 20 or so times she accompanied Wance, the woman said, "I'm sure it didn't look good." She sometimes...
I have friends in Georgia, by the way, that are probably very disappointed in my Georgia accent.
She described her relationship with Wance as friendly. She said they kissed once. She said Wance sometimes gave her lifts home when she'd been out drinking. Other times she said she'd call him to bring her cigarettes, and he did. During his
that's so sweet.
During, sounds like he really wasn't ballsy enough to make a move on her.
On the hooker.
Yeah. During his interview with the woman...
Hey, baby, you want to come out and see the Kubota?
Batchelor explained that such behavior from an officer was anything but proper. He said law enforcement is a calling, not something you do for the money or recognition. He said he believed in
what about the hookers?
Heart of hearts, the purposefulness of this profession. He said, if someone don't maintain that set of principles, I ain't got no use for you.
Oh, I think I nailed the voice dead on with that line.
Well, in that case, that's actually not Wance. That's one of the other cops.
Oh, wow.
This is the cop with the principles.
Yeah, I ain't got them principles. I ain't got no use for you.
That's right. Bachelor had a question for Wance. Why? An answer, at least part of one, slowly emerged. In a blue-gray carpeted interrogation room, one with a small table, two chairs, and trash can, the suspect cop opened up. A video camera near the ceiling was rolling, and the room was wired for sound. Guidry had been arrested earlier that day, but Wance, yet to be handcuffed, wasn't sure how much detectives knew about his own involvement. Wance, in jeans and a Georgia sweatshirt, had been on the force about 7 years. He said the trouble started when he was switched to working midnights. He started hanging out with Guidry, a 5-year veteran, whom he helped train. Wance said that he, in recent weeks, Guidry had talked about needing a tractor.
It wouldn't have been a problem if you just hadn't put me on that.
Yeah, I'm just easily influenced. Wance said Guidry had his eye on a huge one on Hillcrest Industrial Boulevard, that is, a tractor. One Wance thought was way too big for yard work. Guidry's dumb as a box of rocks, said Wance later on. Bachelor let Wance ramble. Then he lowered the boom. Bachelor informed Wance of the FedEx surveillance video and the text message detectives that had found on the text had found on Guidry's phone. Wance came clean and detailed the tractor theft, then told more. He spoke of checking businesses on his beat after hours to make sure they were secure. It was a routine. But somewhere along the line, he started venturing inside the ones that weren't locked. A lot of the doors and windows on businesses, I can tell you, I could go through the city of Macon and get in just about every single business here, he said. Wance said he never thought of stealing until he met Guidry, but that with finances being what they are, he didn't finish the thought. Bachelor asked Wance how he felt about it all. So ashamed. Very embarrassing. It's not me, Wance said. Well, then who is it? If it's not you over several years.
It's that gremlin that comes out at night.
He said he justified the stealing, thinking the insurance company will pay for what he took. And there are, you know, with thieves, there are a lot of justifications that go through their minds to make it okay to them what they do. About an hour in the conversation, Batchelor left Wance alone in a room with a cell phone. Wance called his wife. He told her that he was sorry. Unaware that Guidry had not implicated him, Wance told his wife that Guidry's conscience must have gotten to him. At the end of the day, Wance's wife said, "It's his fault." Before hanging up, Wance said, "I'm so sorry. So stupid." Guidry's interrogation hadn't lasted nearly as long as Wance's. He lawyered up inside of 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Even so, his interview with Sergeant Bill Gay began amicably enough. Guidry, an LSU football fan, had a laugh at Notre Dame's expense. The Fighting Irish had recently been throttled by Alabama in the national title game. "You knew Notre Dame was going to get that ass whooped," Guidry said. Then the room fell silent. "What do you want to know?" Guidry said. "Tell me about the tractor," said the investigator. Guidry said the Kubota had been there when he'd arrived home that morning, that a man, he wasn't sure who, had dropped it off. Then Guidry appeared to think better of explaining things. It's best, he said, if I just wait for an attorney. Guidry, bald and stocky, dressed in a jacket and dark blue jeans, was left alone in the room to stew. After calling a relative to say he'd been arrested, he sat quiet. Then he shouted a barrage of expletives. He shook the handcuffs on his wrists and, in frustration, yelled another cuss word. Guidry's face sank into his hands. He whispered to himself, "It's not happening." He fumbled in his jacket pocket for an electronic cigar. Folding and refolding his arms on his chest, he struggled to get comfortable in the cuffs. Then he took a long drag on the cigar. He blew out its fake smoke vapor and sighed. The gravity of the circumstances appeared to be sinking in. "I was a good cop, too," he said to himself. All alone in this room. This right. is very revealing, right? Like, this cop who's stealing tractors and stealing lawn equipment and stealing trucks and right. breaking and entering into, you know, businesses. This guy
can tell himself.
Is telling himself.
That he was a good cop.
That's right. Yep. How dare they do that? I was a good cop. How could they do this to me?
Yeah, I wonder what he thought. He just thought that tractor was part of the deal. I should be able to get a little bit of, you know, I'm protecting these serfs from all this theft, my subjects.
Least they can do is give me a $24,000 tractor.
Yeah.
Insurance will pay for it.
It's not like I get paid enough around here anyway.
So I just thought that was fascinating, the look into the minds of two not-so-brilliant criminals.
Not-so-brilliant.
But you really, you know, we're joking it up here about this, but the real question is...
Guidry would have got away with it if Wance had kept his damn mouth shut.
Oh, I don't think so.
Just kidding.
They had him dead to rights on this one.
The GPS tractor.
But they got away with it for a long time. I mean, this was, you know, the tractor was the apex, or, you know, of their careers as criminals. So but the question is, how many other heists did they pull over 5 to 7 years on the force? When did they start?
Been a long time.
Corrupt cops.
It's just such a strange. We got weed, hookers, and a Kubota tractor. We're gonna party it up.
Welcome to law enforcement.
Like what? Like of all the things to steal, we're gonna steal this Kubota.
Well, heck, it's nice to have a tractor. Shoot, I wish I had a $24,000 Kubota.
It's just, you know, like not a nice like sports car.
No,
like
I'd be a digging fool with a Kubota tractor. I'll tell you.
I mean, are they living on farm property? As
he had 2.5 acres.
Yeah, he took it up to 14 miles out of town. He drove that 14 miles, taking where he put where he took it.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, 2.5 acres I wouldn't call farm size.
No, definitely not.
But, you know, it depends on what he's doing on it, whether or not he could really make a good use of a tractor.
Anyway.
Sometimes the rain would get in the basement, dig French drain.
What you gotta wonder is how many others on the department avoided being caught in this probe? How corrupt, you know, how deep does the corruption go? How many officers are
like... Well, they've been going on for years. Why didn't they catch him?
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't even their department that caught him.
Was it? It wasn't?
No, it was the other county that went after the GPS.
So, yeah, you got to wonder how many of the officers on the department are actually corrupt. What percentage of them? You never know these things. I highly doubt it's that small to only be two officers. See you tomorrow.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Do you know the 7 nightmares the government is just waiting to thrust on you? As the government gets more desperate by the day, there's no limit to what they'll do. Capital controls, retirement account seizures, even gold confiscation. Now is the time to fight back. Because these things have already happened in other countries, and they're headed for U.S. soil, 7 top experts have just released their predictions for doom and gloom and how to protect your family. Go to freetalklive.com and click on the Economic Nightmares banner for the free report at freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.